me, I've been up there many, many times all my life.
Mm-hmm.
From the time I was just a little one.
No, it wasn't. And, when you were real little.
Well, whenever it was.
On Mill Mountain.
And yeah, Star.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Star wasn't then, but lived through that time when they did go with the Star and all of that, and kept going back up there, and we had a time up there. You tell him.
All right.
Name?
Yeah.
Joyce Whitson Reed.
Okay.
And Lester.
Lester Galen Reed.
And when we were young in our courtship, we just rode around and we went to Mill Mountain a lot, and the Star was there. And so when we, when he decided he wanted to marry me, he took me to Mill Mountain Star with a diamond ring and proposed to me at night. And so then we got married in 1951, and we will be married this year for 64 years. And but later in our marriage, I went on a weekend trip with my sisters, and when I came home the next day, we were going over to see my son, and he was driving out Jefferson Street, and I said, "Why are you going this way?" He says, "Well, I just am." So when he turned, and I knew he was going to Mill Mountain, so it was my anniversary was on that weekend while I was gone. So we, I think it was 48 or 49, that the anniversary years, and he had an anniversary ring for me, and he took me to Mill Mountain that night and gave me the ring, just as he did the diamond before our marriage. So that's our story of Mill Mountain Star, but we went to Mill Mountain a lot through our youth and older years too. So
that's terrific. That's a wonderful story. I appreciate you sharing it with us.